This time on Culture File, we've a few more moments in the company of Marcos Economides. This Athens-based luthier specialises in handmade Greek instruments, a market that's not exactly seen a boom in recent years. But as Economides sees it, boom and bust are hardly the point when you're charged with maintaining a millennia-old craft.
Yes, I make traditional Greek stringed plucked instruments. I make some instruments that they play, like the oud, which is Arabic, and some Turkish instruments. It's a family of the long-necked lutes, which is very old in this part of the world. So we have some Greek instruments that are still made the old way, handmade, like the bouzouki, which are three instruments, the bouzouki, djouras, and baglamas, big size, middle size, small size. Some Greek type of lutes, some lyras, this bowed instrument, ancient played like the violin, a little bit. We still make these instruments the old way, and we get paid for a handmade instrument. But still now here in Greece also they started to make small factories, and they are able to produce, you know, 100 bouzoukis in a week, which is impossible for someone who works with his hands. Wood has this friendly feeling towards, you know, it feels warm when you touch it. It has a pleasant aroma sometimes, it feels nice when you touch it. And it has amazing possibilities, because when you use heat and steam and or just woodworking tools, you can give any shape to this material. Most of the wood we use, or half, it comes from other countries now, like India, palisander, or Africa, ebony. But we use also very much the domestic fruit woods, like mulberry, walnut, cherry trees.
Do they have sounds? Is there a mulberry sound that you could differentiate from a cherry?
Yes, they have sounds, and that's why a wood to use to construct an oud belly, which is a big instrument with soft, round sound, with plastic strings, it's not suitable to use for a djoura or a baglama, which is the bouzouki family. It's our lute type instruments, but with steel string, very strong tension of the string. So you use different woods for such instruments, instruments that are capable to hold the sustain of the metal string. Well, I take orders from people which are either professional musicians or people who just would really like to have a handmade instrument, and try to figure out what kind of person this is, and try to produce something that suits him, like a color that suits him, like, I try. I find it very interesting. This is a very interesting procedure, because it's like getting to know the essence of the world, trying to know people, and try to transform this knowledge into an item. So I really need to grasp something very deeply in order to be able to actually do this. But really I find it that people should do this in every job. Whenever there is a discussion, or there are two people discussing how to do something, they have to be able to know what they want to do, who the other person is, what their aim is. If your aim is just to earn money, then you don't have to discuss too many things. Just see the details, how this thing is going to sell.
An instrument made under the conditions you're talking about, bespoke and carefully in a long-term project, I guess that opportunities to do that must be in short supply.
Yes, it's true. But I do it anyway, because that's the way I learned how to make instruments.
I just don't get paid for it. That's the difference. I do the same work because I don't know what else to do. It's like making an instrument cheaper just because I won't get paid so much, or use worse material, or use less craft. I just cannot do it because every instrument is evolving me also while I'm constructing it. So there's no point of cutting things away from you and the instrument and the other person who's going to actually get it. I made instruments for some famous people, but it's instruments that they don't record with because they record with guitar. And I made, for example, a bouzouki for one, or a Istanbul lute for another one, which are beautiful instruments, but they're not the instruments that they use to perform in stadiums.
That's amazing, though. I'm thinking of those people having these... when do they play? They gather a few friends and they put down the Stratocaster and get out the bouzouki.
Yes, exactly this way. Because I imagine that these people, they have been used to a very normal way of producing music. Every time they have these type of amplifiers, they have their guitars, they have these people adjusting. But this is not what music is all about. This is not where music sits. You reproduce music this way, but where music is born in a place with people that they don't know what they're going to do the next minute. Their heart is full and they need to do something about it. They might start a fight, they might pick the instruments. Nice things take place when people that care about each other meet and they have instruments together with them and they have the need and the way to express it in a different way. The higher you climb, like martial arts, the higher you climb in martial arts, it tends to look a little bit like religion, like philosophy, like everything unites at the end. Yeah.
Marcos Economides there, seeing the world through the strings of a Santuri. And next time on Culture File, we go in search of some free wild fungi porcini. Fat chance.